This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian President Vladimir Putin is praising what he calls the successful liberation of the port city of Mariupol. President Putin made remarks Thursday after speaking with Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Putin told Shoigu to cancel plans to storm the massive steel plant where 2,000 Ukrainian forces remain holed up. Instead, he ordered the troops to set up a tight blockade around the plant, quote, so that not even a fly comes through, end quote. U.S. President Joe Biden is due to speak Thursday about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He's expected to announce another round of security assistance for Kyiv, totaling about $800 million. The new aid is expected to include more artillery and tens of thousands more artillery rounds, which will likely be critical to the fighting in the eastern Donbas region, where Moscow has been boosting its military presence. The administration announced an identical-sized military aid package for Ukraine last week. Mr. Biden met with his top military and national security advisors Wednesday to get the latest assessment of the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and Denmark's Mette Frederiksen in Kyiv. The three leaders will hold a news conference later Thursday in the Ukrainian capital, Sanchez's office said in a statement. Spain has announced that it will reopen its embassy in the Ukrainian capital after closing it down within hours of the Russian invasion February 24th. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban met Pope Francis Thursday at the Vatican as the war in Ukraine cast a shadow over two leaders who have long sought closer ties with Russia. The 45-minute meeting was the second between Francis and Orban in less than a year. A smiling and jovial Francis showed his appreciation for the welcome Hungary had provided to Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion of their country. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an attack on a Shiite mosque Thursday that killed at least 10 people in Mazar-e-Sharif, northern Afghanistan. The group said in a statement they got a booby-trapped bag inside the mosque and detonated it from afar after it was packed with worshippers. The attack also wounded at least 15 people, according to an Afghan official. A majority of people in the United States continue to support a mask requirement for people traveling on airplanes and other shared transportation, a poll finds. A ruling by a federal judge has put the government's transportation mask mandate on hold. Sarah Nelson, head of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says a lack of staffing made it harder to deal with passengers who were incensed over mask rules.
Flight attendants are trained in de-escalation, trained in handling conflict. We've had to use those skills more in the last 2 years than we have in the entire course of our careers. People are pretty worn out and we're at minimum staffing, so that also makes it more challenging.
French President Emmanuel Macron attacked far-right election challenger Marine Le Pen in a debate Wednesday for her links to Russia. In the televised debate ahead of Sunday's election runoff, he claimed that Le Pen had made herself dependent on Moscow after taking out a loan in 2014 for her political party. President Macron described Russia as Le Pen's banker and said her hands would be tied when dealing with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Le Pen rejected Macron's accusations. Australia's opposition leader said he tested positive for COVID-19 Thursday in the second week of an election campaign ahead of the May 21st election. Anthony Albanese, the 59-year-old leader of the center-left Labour Party, said he was feeling fine and would isolate at his Sydney home for a week. Labour has been leading Prime Minister Scott Morrison's Conservative government in opinion polls in recent months. Morrison tested positive for COVID-19 March 1st. Morrison and Albanese came face-to-face Wednesday at a debate in Brisbane. It was not immediately clear whether Morrison would also be sidelined from campaigning due to his close contact. Queen Elizabeth II turned 96 Thursday, receiving a rousing happy birthday from a military band outside her Windsor Castle home. After a troubled year hit by health concerns, including COVID, the Queen marked the occasion with little fanfare, retreating to her Sandringham country estate in eastern England for a short break. No official engagements have been planned, although royal officials released a photograph of the horse-loving head of state with two of her fell ponies. And recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin is praising what he calls the successful liberation of the port city of Mariupol. Diane Roberts, VOA News. Hits only.